This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Richard Nixon once called Timothy Leary the most dangerous man in America, which may have been mostly political hyperbole. But author Don Lattin contends there's a strong case to be made that Leary was the single most significant catalyst for the social upheaval of the 1960s.
He was a brilliant man. We associate him with the chaos and the divisiveness of the 60s. But people forget that in the 1950s, he was an up-and-coming psychologist. He wrote the book that was the book of the year in the American Psychological Association in the late 50s. He was a rising star, but he was just so blown away by the experiences that he had on so-called magic mushrooms on a vacation in Mexico that he just went off on this crusade as soon as he got back to Harvard to start teaching in the fall of 1960.
That's the starting point for Lattin's new book, The Harvard Psychedelic Club, which carries the lengthy subtitle, How Timothy Leary, Ram Dass, Houston Smith, and Andrew Wilde Killed the 50s and Ushered in a New Age for America. In it, the former San Francisco Chronicle religion reporter details the history and legacy of that influential quartet.
The way that these four guys came together in this time and place was right on the cusp of the 1960s. They really set the stage for the social, spiritual, sexual revolution that was to come in the 60s. So it really was a turning point.
It's well known that Richard Alpert, who became Ram Dass, and Leary were evicted from Harvard because of their clinical experiments with LSD, which was still legal at the time. But Lattin reveals the pivotal role that Weil played in their ouster.
Andrew Weil, of course, is now known as the nation's premier proponent of alternative medicine. And the book tells a story about this battle that Weil had with Leary and Alpert in the early 60s, an expose he wrote in the Harvard Crimson, which resulted in them getting kicked out of Harvard. And that, in a way, forced them to become outsiders.
That effectively propelled Leary and his unbridled advocacy for the hallucinogen out of the East Coast laboratory and into the acid tests of the Bay Area.
It wasn't until Leary that LSD became associated with the drug culture and the counterculture. And, of course, Leary had a lot to do with the government campaign to outlaw LSD,
which happened in 1966. From that time until just recently, Lattin observes, further clinical research into the effects and possible benefits of LSD was completely halted.
They clamped down on any kind of research on LSD and a lot of other psychedelic drugs that have been developed later. It's been very difficult to do this research, and it's only now, almost 50 years later, that the government is finally loosening up and authorizing studies. And there are some promising studies about how psychedelic drugs can be used.
In his own research for the book, Lattin reports he was fortunate in being able to directly interview most of the key participants in his narrative.
Leary died in 1996, but all three of the surviving principal characters, Ram Dass, Houston Smith, and Andrew Wilde, agreed to interviews. So there's really no dispute about what happened. They all agreed about the facts of what happened back at Harvard, which really hasn't been told before.
Lattin says he was inspired to take on this subject in part because of his own youthful psychedelic experiences and the ongoing search for meaning and mysticism that inspired, for him and for thousands of like-minded experimenters. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.